USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Firefighters have ended their mission in clearing debris from the collapsed Surfside condo building Friday, officials said, while police and forensic specialists continue their work to identify human remains in the disaster. They left the site in a convoy of fire engines and other vehicles and drove slowly to their headquarters. An engineer hired to figure out why the building collapsed warned that the site may still not be safe. Alian Collazo came to Florida on a raft from Cuba at the age of 8. On Monday, he will voyage from Largo to Washington to exercise a right family still in Cuba don't have.
We need to find a way to keep the voices of the Cuban people and what they are doing in Cuba alive. And the only way to do that is to figure out a way to go around the Cuban government's cyber wall.
This is USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6. And it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Alabama Republican Governor Kay Ivey on Thursday called out the unvaccinated folks for the rise in COVID-19 cases in her state, a remarkable plea at a time when many GOP leaders are refusing to urge people to get vaccinated, even as COVID-19 cases surge in many parts of the country.
These folks are choosing a horrible lifestyle of self-inflicted pain.
Alabama is the least vaccinated state in the country, with roughly 33.9% of residents fully vaccinated, according to data from the CDC. President Joe Biden is poised to nominate Carolyn Kennedy to serve as ambassador to Australia, three people familiar with the search process told CNN. In one of the highest-profile envoy selections yet, she is a longtime friend, ally, and donor to Biden, who endorsed the president's candidacy early in the campaign and spoke last summer at the Democratic Convention. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A few years ago, a Sydney scientist noticed a sulfur-crested cockatoo opening his trash bin. Not every resident would be thrilled, but ornithologist Richard Major was impressed by the ingenuity. It's still quite a feat for a bird to grasp a bin lid with its beak, pry it open, then shuffle far enough along the bin's edge that the lid falls backwards, revealing edible trash treasures inside. The researcher's next question was whether the cockatoos had each figured out how to do this alone, or whether they copied the strategy from experienced birds. And the research published Thursday in the journal Science concluded the birds mostly learn by watching their peers. A music festival video wall collapsed in Florida. Wendy King has the story.
A large video wall collapsed at the site of a music festival set to take place in Florida over this weekend. Organizers for the Rolling Loud Music Festival tweeted that no one was injured in the collapse at Miami's Hard Rock Stadium and that the stage would be prepared for the festival's opening. Rolling Loud tweeted no one was hurt and it will be fixed before the doors open. Video shows the huge structure appearing to collapse on top of the stage, which was empty. The sold-out festival is to span 3 days and is featuring acts including Travis Scott and Post Malone. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.